We're on the bottom of Samach Zayin on the days. Tana loha yom menashon nituach basher ola ala or agavi basher. When you cut an ola into the pieces that you eventually burn on the mizbeach, so first you take off the hide. But over here you cut them into pieces before you burn them, but you leave the hide on. Menani mile. The Tanya Rebbe Omer Nemar Khan Oru Basaru Perish, the Nemar Laharon Oru Basaru Perish. Ma Lahalan Ayyidei Nituach Veloye De Hefshit, Afkan Ayyidei Nituach Veloye De Hefshit. Rashi. Ralohaya Menatchan, Hasorfan Kinituach Basar Ola, when you burnt them, you don't cut them up like you do an Ola. Shahu Mufshit Min Ha'or, where first you take off the hide and then you cut up the pieces. Kol the Nituach, the Siva Hefshit Venitach. You cut them up with the hide still on them. Over here by the par and sur of Yom Kippur, it says you should burn oram besoram upish pirsham. The nemar bepar koin Mashiach oru basar uperish. And by par koin Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol makes a horah that's wrong, and he follows it. So he has to bring a special par. So it says over there, or basar perish. Yes, or hapar, yes, kol besoro, al rosho, al kro, kirbo, pirsho. Same three words. So malahalon can refer to basal. The Gemara is going to explain how we know over there that it means that you leave the skin on. The kirbo, here, okay. The Gemara says, v'hasim and all. How do you know by par koin Moshiach that you don't take the hide off? Okay, that you don't flay it. That's the word, yeah. You don't flay it. You leave the hide on. Titania, the kirbo ir pirisho vahotzi. Malamid shimotzio sholim. Right? That you take it out whole. Complete. In other words, you don't take the skin off and you don't cut it up when you take it out of the machina. Yochel yisufem sholim. I think when you come to burn it, you should also burn it whole and not cut it up. Nemar kan rosho ukrov. The Nemar Lahalon Rosh Ukrayim. Ma Lahalon Ayyidei Nituach, Afkan Ayyidei Nituach. Right, Rashi. The Kirbo Pirsho Vahotzi, Betoris Kwanim, Hochi Garcinela. The Esor Hapar, the Eskol Besoro, Al Rosho, the Al Kro, the Kirbo Pirsho Vahotzi. Right after that, the next pasuk says, Vahotzi on Michutz Machine. But you put the Vahotzi on the Kol Besoro, Rosho, Kro, Kirbo Pirsho. Malamit Shimotzio Shalom. When you take it out, you don't cut it up yet. You take it out whole. V'nemr lahal and roshu kraayim hochi garcinum by ola gomer. By ola it says roshu al krov. What's the pasuk? V'orchu b'nei aron hakohanim esanisochim es harosh v'esapoder al ha'etz v'asher ha'etz v'asher ve'ach v'akerev akraayim yuchatz b'mayim. So by ola it also says kerev ukraayim, just like it says by par Mashiach. Just like over there, you cut it up into pieces. The nitach osol and nisachav, so too you cut this into pieces. Kishem, wait a second. The nemer lahar roshu kraayim, hochi garcinum, the ola gomar, shenemru bar roshu kraayim, daktarosa, shenemru va'orchus hanisachim, es harosh, vias apodr, the nemer va'akir va'kraayim. So we learn par Mashiach from ola. And where it says, if that's the case, imalahalan ayi dehefshit, afkan ayi dehefshit, and ola you do flay. So maybe what's it called? This you also take off the skin. Talmud Lomar v'kirbo upirsho. Over here it says v'kirbo upirsho. My Talmud. How do you learn from v'kirbo upirsho that you don't take off the skin? Amar Papa k'shem shepirsho v'kirbo kach b'saro bi'oro. Just like you don't take the peresh out of the intestines, right? That would be terribly not proper. You leave the peresh inside the intestines when you burn it. So too, you don't take the ore out of the basar out of the ore. You leave it in the ore, right? Because it compares the two. Okay, Rashi. Kishem shepir shel bekirbo shenemar the es or hapar the es kol besoro. Right? It says the ore and the basar. Hikish hotzas oru basar lahotzas kirbo pirsho. And it says the kirbo pirsho. So it compares how you burn the ore and the basar to how you burn the kirbo bepirsho, the intestines and the perish that's inside of it. Ma pirsho bekirbo, just like when you burn the intestines, you burn the perish inside, you don't take it out and burn it separately. Uksiva Hotziva Sora Mash Hotzoso Besoro Vioro Apesokan. Same thing with Oro Besoro, you don't take the Basar away from the ore or the ore from the Basar, but you burn them together. But you do chop them up. So we learn from Ola that you chop it into pieces. But we learn from Kirbo the Pirsho that in this situation, unlike the Ola, you don't take off the skin before you chop it up, and you burn the skin and the basar together. Okay. So bottom line is that both by Par Koin Mashiach and the Par Visur Shiyom HaKippurim, unlike an Ola, you take it out whole, then you chop it into pieces without taking off the hide first. Okay.
What's brought in
Bithnim? What?
What is brought Bithnim?
What's it called? The Emurim. Are not brought Bithnim. What's brought Bithnim? The Dam. Me'emosai Metam and Begodim. So we have a three-way machlokus when it becomes, when the Begodim are Metamim. Tana Rabbanan. Yotzi al Michutz l'machana v'sorfu. She take it out of the machana and burn it. We'll see how Rashi learns the Girsa here. But we know that you have to take it out of three machanos, meaning you take it out of the Azora, off the Harabayas, and out of Yerushalayim. Right? Machne Shechina is the Azora, Machne Levi is the Harabayas, and Machne Yisrael is Yerushalayim. So that's when you take it out of all three machanos. So why does it say over here just one machane? The Kana Tanosi the Machna Achas. So why do you have to tell me chutz l'machna over here if we know that it has to be taken out of three machanos, not just one? Lomer l'chok, even shiotze, chutz l'machna achas metam begodim. The one machna is not that that's where you burn it. But as soon as you leave the azora, it's metami begodim. So as soon as you get it out of the first machna, that's where it's metami begodim. Rashi. Tom Rabbanan, ne'emar kan michutz l'machna, hagirs azu meshubeshesi. The girs that we have is mixed up. V'ef shel amida, you can't. There's no way of explaining it. With meseches zvachim v'toras kohanim hachi isa. The proper gear says in zvachim and in the toras kohanim, and this is the what it says. Tana rabbanan lahalan atanosin lem gimu machanos. Later on, when it says also there are parim hanisrochim, right? That have to be burnt out. What's it called? You have to burn them outside three machanos. Par koin moshiach, par ho'eda, right? All these cases where you bring the blood inside the heichel, and you sprinkle it seven times towards the kaporis, towards the paroches, right? So those are parim hanisrochim. They are what's it called in seirim hanisrochim. They then have to be burnt. So they also have to be burnt outside of three machanas. And here, by the par v'sor shel kippurim, it says machana. L'chora, it has to be taken out of three machanas. We learn one from the other, so we know whatever halach applies to par koin moshiach. And par ha'eda applies also to par v'sor shel kippurim. So I'll know that you have to take out of three machanas. So why mention one machana for it? The chana tanosin le'machana achas. Imkein loma nemer el michutz le'machana. Why does it have to say over here michutz le'machana? I know that you take it out of three machanas. Lomar l'cha kivin shiyotzu michutz le'machana achas metam begodet. To tell me that even though you burn it outside of three machanos, as soon as it leaves the first machanos, as soon as it leaves the azora, the person who's taking it out, begodim becomes tameh. The gavi par yom hakippurim tanya lo b'toras kohanim. By par yom hakippurim, it also says this price in toras kohanim. Yotzi al michutz lamachane v'sorfu. Ukamatama tana v'omer hochi. Lahalan b'par ho'eda v'koin moshiach atanosein l'sreifos v'chutz l'gimu machanos. Right over there by Par Ho'eda and Par Koin Moshiach, we'll see in a few seconds. We learn that you have to take it out of three machanos. We have a limud from a few different places that you have to take it out of three machanos. Right, what are the three machanos? Azora, the Harabayis, the Yerushalayim, Kidiyolat, the Kamon, the Chanat Ha'omer al Michutz LaMachane v'Sorfu, the Mashmas v'Sorfu and Chutz LaMachane Shechina, Miyad b'Machni Leviya. It's Mashma that you burn it immediately as soon as it comes out of one machane. Right, as soon as you get it out of the Azor and you're still on the Harabayas, which is Machna Leviya, you burn it. We know that's not true. The Halo'at Elu Pnimim. These are the same kind of carbon. They're carbon that you bring the blood inside the Heichel. This Kishu Lahadoni Lishreif Alatumas Begodim. And there's a Hekish between all of them that you have to burn them and that they are Matami Begodim. Kinamrinagabi Par Helim Dover, Shal Tzibur. Also the Par, Kashir also the Parachatas. Right? It says you do to this par the same way you did to the other parachatas. The kule v'drosha, the darshin and lepar is a par yom kippurim. That whole pasuk comes to tell me that you're makish it to other cases. Right? Vasiva v'asul lepar. Right? It's not talking about the par ho'eda, the par helim dover shel tzibur. It's talking about par of Yom Kippur. Do to the par of Yom Kippur the same that you do to this. Meseches Vachim, Meseches Menachos, by seen in love, the ikramatoris kadim. The Gabi Par Yom Kippurim, Domik Siv Hachatos, Hachatos, says twice Hachatos, the Espar Hachatos, the Esseir Hachatos, Matomid Lomer Chatos Chatos, Lefishal Olamadu Shimetam Begodim, and Islam Besadoshim. Ela Elu Bilvat. I might think that only these Seirim and Parim Hapnimim have to be burnt by Beis Hadeshin, and that they are Matami Begodim. Right, how do I know Menayin L'Rabos Par Mashiach and Par Ho'edah Siri Avodah Zorah? How do you know that Par Mashiach and Par Ho'edah and Siri Avodah Zorah also have the same halacha, that you burn them outside on the Beis HaDeshen and the Matami Begodim? Tamad Lomar Chatos Chatos Alma Ki Adonim. So we see we learn one from the other. So whatever halacha applies to one applies to the other. And if we know that you have to take the Par Mashiach and Par Ho'edah out of three machanos, then we know that same halacha by Par Vesor Shom Kippurim. So why does it say Vahotzi Al Michutz LaMachane? One machane? We know they have taken out of three machanos. In Kain Loma Nemer Kan Machna Achas Lom Nemra Elal Tumas HaBigodim Haksuv Achareho. No, it's not going on the fact that you burn it out of, outside of one machane, but it's coming to tell me that as soon as you take it out of one machane, it's Matami Begodim. Because right after that, the next pasuk is Vasorei Posam Yichabesh Begada. So that Yichabesh Begada is going back on what it says Votzi Michutz LaMachane. As soon as you be motzi it out of the Azara, the first Machane, the person's Begada become Tami. The actual Par Koin Mashiach Mikar Lomit. The same thing you learn from Par Mashiach from here, that there also it's Matami Begada. As soon as you take it out of the Azara. Doesn't say the Feirish by Par Koin Moshiach that it's Matami Begodim. We learned it from Par Visorish Yom HaKippurim. So just like over here, as soon as you take it out of the first Machane, it's Matami Begodim, same thing over there. Okay. Now the Gemara says, V'hosam in Olam, how do you know by Par Moshiach and Par Ho'eda that you have to take it out of three machanos? We're assuming that's the case. And if that's the case, then why does it say over here one machana when you learn all the halachas one from the other? But how do we know over there that it's three machanos? Titania, Vahotzi is kol ha-par, right? You have to take the whole par out, chutz v'shlosh machanos. So it means take it out of the whole place, all the machanos. Instead of learning kol ha-par, all the par, we learn take the par out of all of it, all the places. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. So Mar says, Ata Omer Chutz L'Sholosh Machanos, you say to take it out of all three machanos. Maybe not. Maybe it means take the whole par out of one machana. Not take the par out of all the machanos. Shuomer Par Ho'eda, when it says by Par Ho'eda, El Michutz L'Machana, it says by Par Ho'eda Michutz L'Machana. That's one time. Shein Tamid Lomar Shari Kvar Nemar V'Sara Posok Hashir Sara Fasa Par Arishon. Didn't have to say even one machan over there, because it says you burn it the same way you burn the first par, meaning the Par Ho'eda, right? By Par Koy Moshiach, right? Just the Par Ho'eda is the same as Par Koy Moshiach. Umat Tamid Lomar Michutz L'Machana. Why over here did it have to say again Michutz L'Machana Litoid L'Machana Shniyah? To tell me, since we learn one from the other, that you need a second machane. It says one machane by Par Koin Mashiach, by Par Koin Mashiach, one machane by Par Ho'eda, that's two machanos. Ukshu Omer Michutz LaMachane, Bedeshin, and by the Hotzoas HaDeshin, it says also burn it, Michutz LaMachane, right? She'ein Tavad Lo, it's hard not to say that. Shari Kfar Nemro, Shefech HaDeshin, you saw it. Says by the other ones, you burn in the same place you burn the deshen. So I would know that you take it out of two machanas at least. So why does that have to say again machane? Kein lo machane shlishis. So we learn from each machaneh, by each one, since you learn them anyway one from the other, that you need to take them all out of three machanos. Rashi, Michutz l'machaneh b'deshen, b'otzoas deshen ha-mizbeach, says, v'hotzis ha-deshen ha-michutz l'machaneh. She'ein tamid lomer, don't have to say that. Eino melamid klum, doesn't teach me anything. Da'anoya dana del michutz l'machaneh m'otzino, so I know you have taken out at least one machaneh. How do I know that? You saw it. You burn it with the same place that you bring the deshen. And there it says, Michutz l'machaneh. Uksibahu michutz l'machaneh. So the fact that it says, Michutz l'machaneh, three times, in other words, by three different things, and if it was only one machaneh, we could learn one from the other, it comes out that you have to take it out of three separate machaneh. Now the Gemara says, Reb Shimon holds that you don't burn it. You know, it's not matami begadim as soon as you take it out of the azara. It's only matami begadim when you start to burn it. When it burns, the fire, what's it called, ignites most of the thing. So what does he use this machaneh for? Michutz l'machaneh. It doesn't, not to tell me that you burn it, chutz l'machaneh achas, not true. It's not to tell me that it's matami begadim as soon as you get out of one machaneh, it's also not true. So what does he need this michutz l'machaneh by Parvisor Shemakipurin. Biboyele lechinatanya. He needs it for the following brisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Nemer kam michutz lamachaneh, the Nemer lahala michutz lamachaneh. It says over here michutz lamachaneh by Parvisor Shemakipurin, and it says chutz lamachaneh by Paraduma. Ma kan chutz lesholosh machanos, af lahalan chutz legimel machanos. Just like the, here by par the Sora Shema Kippurim, right, is outside of three machanos, like we learned. So too the Paraduma is outside of three machanos, outside of Yerushalayim and Harazesim, but it's outside the Machne Yisrael. Okay, just like Paraduma you do to the east of Yerushalayim and Harazesim, because you have to sprinkle the blood of the Paraduma towards the west, so it has to be in the east in order to sprinkle it towards the west. So too, when you take the par v'soras Yom HaKippurim to burn it, you take it to the east side of Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim to the east. The Rabbanan don't learn this machaneh to tell me that you makish it to par aduma. So where, which side of Yerushalayim do you burn it according to the Rabbanan? They don't have a hekesh to par aduma. So what do they do? Where do they actually burn it? Sarafu, Kinatanya, Hechan Nisrafin, Ritzvona, Shal Yerushalayim. They hold you burn it to the north side of Yerushalayim, because it's a chatos, and chatos are all done on the north side. Rashi, Nemar Kan, Verb Shimon, the Omer Masnisen, Eimetamin Begodim, Ad Shiyutza Sa'or Beruban. Rav Shimon holds that it's not matami begadim till you, it's most of it that's on fire. So he doesn't learn from this the fact that it says one machaneh by par v'sor Shema Kippurim that it's matami begadim as soon as you take it out of the azara. He doesn't hold of that. So why does he need to say machaneh over here? L'chora, you have to take it out of all three machanos. And we know that already from learning it from par Mashiach and par Ho'eda and Shefach HaDeshen. My michutz l'machaneh. So why over here, according to Rav Shimon, does it say michutz l'machaneh? It'll see a par v'sor Shema Kippurim. My obviously, what does he use that for? Nemer kan de par Yom Kippurim, the nemer laharim the par aduma. V'hotzi osal michutz l'machaneh. Ma kan de par minisrof michutz l'gimel machanos. Av shchitas par aduma chutz l'gimel machanos. You shecht it outside Yerushalayim. The harazeshin, the part where you shecht it was outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Paraduma, you do in the east of Yerushalayim. Deceive by El Nochat Pnei Ol Moed, because you sprinkle the blood towards Ol Moed, towards the Heichal, and the Pesach of the Heichal was facing towards the west, open to the east. So if you sprinkle it, you have to sprinkle it towards the west from the east. Alma Omi B'Mizrach Upon of Lamira, you're standing in the east with your face towards the west. Keneged Pischa Shal Heichal, Shuba Kosel Marabi, Upasuach LeMizrach. Right, the Kelsal Heichal is in the western wall facing east. Keneged Afkan, same thing over here. the power of the sword of Shema Kippurim you take out of the city to the east side. For Rabbanan, the Makkilah, the Krolah, too much begotten, the less Luke Zerishavah. The Rabbanan don't learn power of the sword of Shema Kippurim from Paraduma. So they don't have any limu that you burn it on the east side of the city. So where do you burn it according to them? Which direction do you take it out of Yerushalayim? So Gemara says, with Tzfonos Yerushalayim, she called Maisa Chatos B'Tzofah. Since we don't have a special limud of another side, since it's called the Chatos, all the things of a Chatos, the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam of a normal Chatos are done B'Tzofah. So here also, the Shreifa is done on the north side of Yerushalayim.
Can you help us understand why